The following is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the show serves as the receipt of or substitute for personalized investment advice from Wealth Quarterback LLC or any other investment professional. Nothing should be construed as specific investing, legal, or tax advice. All investing involves the risk of loss. Please see additional disclosure at the end of this presentation. A copy of Wealth Quarterback LLC's current written disclosure brochure discussing our fees and services is available upon request or at www.jalinsky.org.
Losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jalinsky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jalinsky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jalinsky.
What you're about to hear is shockingly raw, and some may even find my next guest offensive. That being said, I really don't want to get into politics, but our guest does. So if I happen to offend you, have fun. Enjoy a particularly enlightening radio show. But here's the thing. Why do I invite Gerald Celente on a financial show? Number one, he's a live wire. He's like watching a freight train or a large truck careening down the highway, and he's pulling every construction worker cone, guardrail, are all just coming alongside of his truck. You know, he obliterates everything in its path. Now, I want to be clear. I don't agree totally with him on COVID. Millions of people died. What was it like? 1.8 million people died of COVID. It was a tragedy. I myself had COVID in the summer of 2020. Wasn't fun. I almost died. So I don't agree that it only affected obese people, which you'll hear about on the show. I also don't necessarily agree with the whole Russia thing. Like, why did Russia have to invade Ukraine? I am Ukrainian. So I find the whole pro-Russian talking points a little stale. But that being said, it's a really fascinating interview. And what you'll love hearing the most from Gerald is his economic forecasting. In this show, he talks about gold, Bitcoin, commercial real estate bust. So try to listen to him and chew the meat, spit out the bones. But as always, you'll be entertained. I'm Josh Jalinsky, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial. Hi, everybody. This is Josh Jalinsky, the financial quarterback with Gerald Celente, founder and director of the Trends Research Institute. He's a famous forecaster who, by the way, I don't know if you know, you were on one of my very first radio shows of all time in 2008. Do you remember this?
No.
And I didn't know about you, and you were prophesying before Satoshi Nakamoto and Bitcoin, you had said there would be a cashless society coming. Do you remember this? Like,
yeah.
And people didn't even know what you were talking about. And here we are. What prompted you back then? I do want to talk about your background and all that. But what prompted you in 2008 to prophesy a cashless economy?
What really did it was the internet revolution began only, you know, like 1994. And we started seeing more and more of it, you know, developing, and how, you know, people would be very happy going digital in many different ways. But what really changed it was in... I took out the domain name, the Panic of 08 in 2007. And the whole game was being rigged in the subprime mortgages, all the derivatives. And I said to myself, they're going to come up with something to bail this thing out in a way that's going to create a lot of fake money. And at some point, this thing is going to bust. And they're going to come out with a digital currency because the paper currency isn't going to be worth anything. So they're going to keep moving more and more and more toward digital. And number two, the thing was that they want to know every penny that you spent, what you spent it on, where you spent it. So they have all the information they need about you to, most importantly, steal your money in the name of taxes. And also to be in charge of your life, to know more about you. So this, again, this is really the beginning of the internet revolution. And so that was the emotion that really set me into thinking about it.
Why do you think people, you know, back in the day, you know, people would have cash under their mattress. You felt good about it. You know, the old Italian guys from New York, that was where they put it, or in the rafters. How do we go from a country of the greatest generation, you know, the boys who won World War II, to now people allowing the government to trace every transaction we have on Venmo? Now people are willingly saying, I know that my brother, for example, bought lottery tickets on Venmo. How do we do that? And how do we, will we ever get the privacy back?
No, the private, it's gone. It's totally gone. They know everything you do, everything. It's finished. Again, you know, the King James Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth. They misspelt it. The geeks have inherited the earth. I mean, people had digitized, you know, before we went on the air, I said, I don't carry a cell phone. You know, I did research for the cellular telecommunications industry going back into the early 90s when, you know, there were things in the back of trunks with aerials. And I've been studying the radio frequency radiation, the dangers of these things, and then, of course, now the 5G. And again, all the data is there. There's something came out. They hardly report it because, as you know, journalism is dead. From the University of Berkeley, California. If you're on a cell phone for 17 minutes a day, for 10 years, your chances of getting a brain tumor only increase by 60%. In France, they used to ban cell phones from young kids because your brain shield is thin. People have become totally addicted to this. Again, as an older cat used to walk down the street, you know, and say hello to people. Now everybody's like this. It's their world. And by the way, governments are doing it. India, it's one of the poorest nations in the world, but everybody's paying digital, 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 digital. Same thing happening in China. They're all going to go digital. And here's the bottom line of this, by the way. We were very bullish on Bitcoin from the very beginning, and we're still bullish on it. Cryptocurrencies are going to end when banks go central bank digital currency. They're not going to want to get any competition. That's the way we see it. But that's down the road a ways.
What about people say, well, you get blockchain that will be impervious to an assault by government. So like you get the Bitcoiners, 70,000, 70,000 miners. It would essentially take all of the military power of the U.S. and every country combined. They would have to have like a war against Bitcoin to bring it down. Think they'll do it?
This is a cover of the Trends Journal going back to 2012.
Yeah, and the cover, if you're not watching it, you have Jesus whipping the bankers. Who's he whipping?
Well, you got the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Goldman Sachs gang. Nothing's changed. They're in charge. They're running the show. Hey, look, anybody with a brain bigger than a pea, let's get the story right. Who's your Fed? Who's the Treasury Secretary? Janet Yellen. Hey, what was the last job? Oh, I was playing Fed head. Oh, wait a minute. You mean the Fed head, the Treasury Secretary? You got it.
I thought the Fed was independent.
Yeah, they're independent. They own the country. They own the country. Look, you know, a great site to go to, by the way, is called Wall Street on Parade, Pam and Russ Martins. They put out the stuff of the criminality in this group. Look, J.P. Morgan Chase, five felonies. Convicted, five felonies. Hey, I'm Jamie Dimon. You know who I am. It's okay. You Hello, your backlight wasn't on. How many drinks did you have? Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. You go to jail. Hey, that's all right. We get 5 felonies. Nothing happens to us. 5 felonies, including rigging the precious metals market.
Wow.
2019, they paid the grand total of $900 million. Nothing. Nothing. 5 felonies. Get it straight, everybody. It's a crime syndicate that people call a government. They own everything. The banksters, the military industrial complex, the geeks, and the drug dealers. Oh, excuse me, Big Pharma. They're in control.
Is there any hope?
The only hope to me is that Biden just had Obama and Clinton over here in New York raised $26 million. Trump just had something down there in Florida raised $50 million. It's a money game. What democracy? You got a little clown boy like Beto O'Rourke over there in Texas. We ran for governor. A little jerk of nothing. $100 million to lose. All right? If we don't have a new government, the same clowns, little jerks, have been running the show all our lives, the Democrats and the Repulsivekins. It's a crime syndicate. They're murderers and thieves, Hey, I just mentioned about the banking system. We talked about 2008. $29 trillion, $29 trillion, the Federal Reserve dumped into the banksters to bail them out because of their lousy derivative deals and subprime mortgage scam. $29 trillion. Oh, that's not my number. That comes from the Levy Institute of Bard College.
You are known with the Trends Journal as being one of the leading forecasters, and you're known for your kind of bombastic way and talking straight. But I found that your track record of kind of deciphering what's going to happen in the future, I obviously think you're one of the best forecasters that. So I look at your stuff to say, well, what is the trend financially? What do you see down the horizon? I know you've talked about World War III. Do you think we'll have a World War III?
It's already begun. It's already begun. There's going to be a false flag event, something major. We'll go in a war. We'll go back to the economy. It's very simple. Look at our top trends for 2024. Came out on January 2nd. Number one, golden year for gold. Oh, how much are gold prices up? Since then?
Wow.
15, 16%. Here's the deal that nobody's talking about. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. And by the way, my attitude is the way a Monopolitano born in the Bronx, 1946, America's
attitude. I love it.
Yeah. It's a different vibe, man, you know? Don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you what
to do. My dad was born in 46, so yeah.
So anyway, going back, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. We are headed now for the worst banking crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. Let's go back to the COVID war. January 2020. Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, they launched it. All right. Get back in your house. You can't go to work. Get back in your house. Now people are staying at home. Week after week, month after month, year after year, and they're saying to themselves, holy Christ, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to commute an hour and a half each way. I'm not going to do this anymore. I got to be out of my mind. Now I'm the guy that say I got 10 stories in an office building. I got everybody in cubicles down there. I don't see them anyway. Yeah, stay home. I don't need all this space. All right? We had forecast in May of 2020 that there's going to be an office building bust. As we are speaking, Google it up, Castle Systems with a K. I just put up before we went on the air. Your office occupancy rate, meaning people going into the offices, 48%. 48%. Now let's go to vacancy rates, meaning empty buildings. New York City, 23%. Vacant. Portland, Oregon, 29% vacant. Let's take the average. 20%. This is the data. Okay. Now, I own the office building. How am I going to pay? How am I going to pay my mortgage, my loans? I'm not. Let's go back a year ago around this time. Silicon Valley con man bank went bust. Oh, Signature Bank. Oh, First Republic. Oh my God. Markets go down. Gold goes up. Three banks. Right now, you got almost $2 trillion in commercial real estate debt coming due in the next year and a half. The number is almost 300 banks are facing difficulties, a failure on these loans. And what the banks are doing now, by the way, they're extending the loans, and they're doing it. It's a fake job because these are revolving loans and their interest rate. And now the interest rates have gone way up from when the time they bought these things. You're going to see a banking bust like we've never seen before. And again, it's not only the office buildings that are going bust. It's all of the businesses that used to depend on commuters. Everything has changed. This is serious. And they're not talking about it because they know how bad it is. So it goes back to, again, we don't give financial advice. We call the trends as they are. When we talk about gold, three reasons gold, among the three. Number one, we said there's going to be an increase, one of our top trends, Middle East meltdown. You're looking at Brent crude, for example, was $73 a barrel not too long ago. Now it's over $90 a barrel, and it's heating up over there. Inflation goes up. Gold prices go up. Number two, the war. The war, it's going on. You got maniacs in charge. What's your favorite war? World War II? No, I like the Korean War. I like the Peloponnesian War. No, the War of Roses was lovely. You got nuts running the world. They don't care. This thing's going to escalate. Again, you read the Trends Journal, you get it. We kept saying over and over and over, watch out for a false flag event happening in Ukraine. They're going to bomb a nuclear power plant. We've been saying this now only for about 8 months. Oh, they just bombed one. They're going to take us to war. Number three, they're going to lower interest rates, even though they say they're not going to. Because again, the Fed head, former Fed head's playing our Treasury Secretary. And they want to keep the people in power in power. They're going to lower interest rates to boost up the economy or hope to keep boosting it up in the run-up to the presidential election in November. That's why gold prices are going to go up.
Do you like gold continued through the year?
Yeah, I could see gold almost hitting 3,000. And again, the reason why gold prices aren't higher, the lower interest rates go, the weaker the dollar goes. The lower the dollar goes, the higher gold prices go, because gold, it's dollar-based, so it's cheaper in other nations to buy gold. And again, looking at the big picture, China. We had forecast that the 20th century was the American century, but the 21st century would be the Chinese century, because the business of China is business, and the business of America has become war. That changed when China launched the COVID war in January 2020, the year of the rat, Chinese Lunar New Year. They locked down the joint for 3 years, zero COVID policy. Again, you have to put all the trends together. You look at China's GDP before they came into the World Trade Organization, brought to you by Bill Clinton, who also sold us out with NAFTA. You look at their GDP, it's like this. They come in 2 weeks after 9/11 officially, it skyrockets. With every boom, there's a bust. There's always speculation. Chinese economy was overbuilt on the real estate sector, which accounts, according to some of the data, for 30% of the GDP. And now you're seeing all the failures. It was overbuilt, and then 3 years made a very bad situation terrible. So what's going on? China's the number one buyer of gold, and the Chinese people, nope, they're not buying those luxury goods anymore. Retail sales of gold in China have gone up 24% this year. So the people are feeling the pain. Now, gold prices could easily hit $3,000. But what's keeping gold prices down also is the inflation rates around the world. So you take a place like Argentina, Venezuela. You're looking at inflation in Argentina, what, 250%? People can't afford to buy gold. but I'll buy a tenth of a tenth of a tenth of a sixteenth of Bitcoin. That's what's driving the price up of this stuff. People are looking at their value of their currencies crashing. And so they're going into anything else they can. If there was no Bitcoin, gold would be much, much higher.
Hmm. And you see the rise in Bitcoin continue to, for how long?
Until the banks seriously go central bank digital currency. Until then, we see it keep going up. And again, look what happened. Let's go back. It was about 2018, 2017, when China banned it. China banned it. Didn't stop it. Because go to other countries and keep doing it. You could swing around it. But it brought it down when they first did it. So it's not going to, we see it going up until they stop it. And again, it's a gambling game. Gold, we don't look at as a gambling game at all. It's been the number one safe haven asset forever. And it's not going away. And again, when I say what the banks could do, let's go back to the Great Depression. Hey, I'm the president of the United States. Turn in your gold. Turn in your gold or you go to jail. Right? Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm going to call a bank holiday. Holiday. You can't get your money out of the bank. It's a holiday. Oh, here's the other way they're going to go digital. Oh, Gerald, we have to take a break. The Russians just hacked our banking system. We lost all your money, but don't worry about it. We're going digital. All right. They're going to do something like that. Again, I just told you what FDR did. It was an F-U-C, whatever, D-R, you know. Look what they do. They're maniacs. They'll do what they want. And again, the banksters are controlling the game.
Wow. So you like gold, you like Bitcoin. What other opportunities do you see for people's money? We're not giving investment advice over the airwaves, but I always like hearing your take on the economy in relation to trends that you foresee. Do you like oil or do you think oil will go down?
Oil's going to go up. Oil's definitely going to go up. And here's the sad part of it. When the United States and Israel versus Iran conflict escalates, should it continue to escalate, oil, Brent crude, could hit $130 a barrel. And that will crash the global economy and the equity markets. They can't take it. The average person, again, you know, the data is just coming out, you know, and again, I gotta read all this stuff every day about the credit card delinquency rates were worst on record in Fed study. It just came out on Bloomberg. All right. So the average person is really being hit hard and they can't afford this. And it's terrible. So I'm very concerned. Yeah, oil prices, as in the betting game, I'd bet they go up.
Do you see a stock market crash on the horizon?
Yes, because the stock market crash is going to happen when the commercial real estate sector becomes a reality, the crisis that is existing. Look, again, we're talking person to person, man to man. Let's talk about the office building bust. Has anybody ever seen anything like this? Anything, anytime, where people aren't going back to work? Again, we began this by talking about going digital. Again, I'm Zooming. We're Zooming. It's a digital world. Back in the old day, it would have been different. They send a car up, they'd be down in New York City. People working from home. I'm the person that owns the tenant. I don't need all this space. I'm going to save money. We've never seen a crisis like the office building bust. There's an article that just came out in the Wall Street Journal today about, they're talking about Kansas City, and what a hellhole it's turned into. And again, it's one city after another. Again, Portland used to be a cool place. You got a 29% office vacancy rate, vacant. And again, I'm a New Yorker. You know, I talk to people all the time. The younger people, the women are afraid to go out at night. Again, we used to go out at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now the city's closing down at 12. And you go outside the city, 9 o'clock, places are empty now. What happened with COVID, the damage it's done is incalculable. And by the way, when you read the Wall Street Journal, they begin it by saying that this crisis began with the pandemic when people were... No, the crisis didn't begin with the pandemic. It began with politicians. They're the ones that told you to stay home. Stand 6 feet apart. The wind blows exactly in straight lines and 6 feet. Whether you're inside or outside, does it go up or down? Does it go around? I'll tell you what to do. And when you go into that store, make sure you walk up that aisle with that arrow and come back with that arrow, because the wind only goes up in straight down lines and arrows. And when you get into that airplane, you better wear a mask. Well, we'll throw you off if you don't. But when you're eating and drinking, you can take it off, because COVID knows when you're eating and drinking, it doesn't bother you. All right? We got crazy people that destroyed this economy, and they don't want to admit to the facts. And on the name pandemic, the World Health Organization, or is it the World Whore Organization, called it a pandemic on March 11, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people died. 4,219 out of 8 billion.
Wow.
All right? How many more people probably fell down the stairs in that time? So what I'm saying to you, this office, the crisis that has been created with this is incalculable, and no one wants to talk about it. Again, staying on the office building bus, how are the banks going to recuperate from this? They're not. They don't have the money because, you know, going back, hey, I'm the president. I'm the here. Here's free money. Here's free money. Bring those interest rates down to zero. Now you saw all the money going into the bank accounts. Now, what did the bank do? Well, they bought treasuries. They bought treasuries when interest rates were down to zero. They're worth nothing. They're not going to be able to withstand the office building bust. And that's going to crash the equity markets. But they're going to do everything they can. Again, I tell you, the Federal Reserve dumped in $29 trillion.
They said, hey, we'll give banks an unlimited blank check overnight. Remember that weekend?
Yeah. It goes back to gold now. What's the debt in the United States? Nearing $35 trillion? Going up $1 trillion every 100 days? Goes back to gold. When they lower interest rates, this is going to be the beginning of the death of the dollar. The world has had enough of the United States' geopolitical and economic hegemony. They're finished with it. The Brexit's going to keep growing. The dollar's going to keep going down. There's no question about it. Look at the debt level. And then when you put the real debt into it, it was like $260 trillion when you put Social Security, all this other stuff into it. Yeah, so no, there's no way they're going to get out of this. And inflation is going to keep going up. We're going to go into what we call dragflation, declining economies, dragging down and rising inflation.
So why do you think the stock market's up?
Stock market's going to go up because it's, again, 1% owns 54% of it. They're in control of the game. And they're going to do everything they can to keep pumping it up. And it's going to be a crisis that brings it down. 1%, by the way, in the whole world owns 43% of the equity markets, private equity markets. 1%, 43%. United States, 1%, 54%. When you put the 10%, it's 90%.
Wow.
So you got the hedge funds, the private equity groups. They're running private equity groups, by the way, three of them own like 10% of the big banks. Three private equity groups own 10% of the big banks.
Wow. You got me thinking about private equity being a major risk, similar to the risk of the commercial real estate problem, because a lot of what people don't realize, private equity used the free, cheap and easy money, 0% interest rates to buy companies, lever them with debt through leverage buyouts. So what happened to the great American companies like Brooks Brothers and Toys R Us? Basically, these private equity tycoons, they take good brands, good companies, then they would get loans against them, and now they're driving these companies out of business. That's kind of another problem of this commercial real estate. a lot of these companies are going under. What do you think about that? Private equity bust.
What you're saying is 100% right. What you're telling people is very important. What they do, they make their money and then the places go bust. They're going to do everything they can to bail them out, but it's not going to work. Wow. And again, this isn't only in the United States. It's in a lot of parts of Europe. I mean, was that Canary Wharf over there in the UK? They're all pulling out of there. Again, the lockdowns, what they've done. And again, not only financially, but again, I got to write about this crap, how the kids are out of their minds now, how they're not going back to school. Again, if I was a little kid and they made me stay home from school during the COVID war, I hated every day of school as it was. I wouldn't want to go back again either. You know, the same lousy SOB that should rotten, that gave us World War I, Woodrow Wilson, that gave us the Federal Reserve, Woodrow Wilson, and that gave us income, federal income tax, Woodrow Wilson, invented the government school system.
That tells you a lot. That tells you a lot. Here's why. We need the next generation to save us from this hellhole because they need to learn math. It's a very simple math problem. Our government spends more than it takes in, and we got to lower our expenses. Do you know the jails? This is because I'm only with you. You're getting me going. I had a friend who worked for the jails. You know what his job was? Every year they get a government budget mandated for these $50,000 to $100,000, you know, GMC trucks, Chevy trucks, American-made, Suburbans, all these things. Do you know every year they would destroy the trucks so they would get more trucks in the government budgeting process? Because if they didn't need the trucks, then wouldn't get them. And if they cut the budgets, then the departments would get less money. I mean, our whole system is strange. Like, things just don't make sense. Up is down, left is right.
Why don't we look at the facts? How about 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities? How about sending home all the 1 to 17-year-olds? You can't go to school. Look it up. CDC, they stopped reporting in June of 2023. Out of 73 million, under 2,000 1 to 17-year-olds died. And according to the CDC data,
wow,
61% were obese. The people, let's put the facts together. COVID war begins in China. First country to lock down was Italy. The average age of the people dying in Italy was 81 years old. Then it hits America. Where does it hit America? Oh, Kirkland, Washington. What the hell's Kirkland, Washington? What, hit an old age home? Hmm. Yeah. Look at the facts. Healthy people weren't dying of this thing.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know about that. I mean, I got COVID in the summer. I would say the answer to that might be, how many people are dying now of cancer because they didn't get their colonoscopy? Because they didn't, you know, they didn't get, so many people didn't get their routine screenings. I've heard from many clients and friends and family members who didn't go see a doctor for 3-4 years. And now they're getting really sad diagnoses.
Look what America looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pig show. It breaks my heart. I'm serious. I just had my sister just passed away. I took her out of a nursing home and she was in the best place, but you know, she was dead every time I saw her. So I had her sitting out in front of my office over here and she'd see these people walk by. She hadn't seen people in years. She had two strokes and dementia and she'd watch the people go by these big things. And she'd go, oh, 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 she couldn't believe it. And I had this great woman taking care of her all the time. Her name was Keisha. When she took her around town, my sister used to go, look, look, fatso, fatso. My sister had been out of it for so long. She never saw society. She was 86 when she died. And she never saw this kind of life. The life is going down. You're talking about getting the COVID? How about all those microplastics? Aren't they great everywhere? How about, oh, am I over here in Kingston, New York? How about all those PCBs in the Hudson River? How about all the poisons killing us in 100,000 different ways? Mm. Oh, by the way, we grew up in the Bronx. My sister lost 3/4 of a hand as a kid. Mm. they put the cast on wrong and gangrene set up,
oh, no.
set in. My sister Grace went on to open the second topless go-go lounge in New York City, Grace's Lucky Lounge. That's a t-shirt from back then. But anyway, it's a whole different world now. It's a whole, you said about the kids, we got to save ourselves now. It's up to us to do it. And I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. And we have to have, where are the billionaires talking about peace? How come nobody's talking about peace? Nobody's talking about peace.
Hmm.
And you're talking about the economy. Look at the roads, the bridges, they're to crap. Take the subway in New York. It's a night in Calcutta.
Yeah, I used to go to New York every week. I don't go there at all anymore. I have no desire.
Yeah.
People are, did you see a couple weeks ago, there was this segment on the New York News that they're these people, they're just hitting women.
Yep.
On the street.
Yeah.
And you notice they don't talk about women's rights then, do they?
Yeah. And again, once upon a time, there was a five-star general, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, and two-term president, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who warns the American people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists and the sweat of the laborers, and here we are.
Hey, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. We'll be back after these messages. The 10% Happier podcast is one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? Hosted by Dan Harris, a journalist who had a panic attack on national television and then set out on a journey of transformation. He's now on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. I sound a little bit like him. Every week, Dan talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity in wide-ranging topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. The interviews cover everyone from Brené Brown to Alexander Draymond to Sam Harris. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. Find 10% Happier wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tune in to the financial quarterback Josh Jelinski, then learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Jelinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to the financial quarterback and count on Josh Jelinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Jelinski.org. That's JALINSKI.org.
So we're going to go to the phone lines. We got Prometheus on Twitter, on X. You're on with Gerald Salenti.
Gerald, long-time listener and fan, thank you for being so candid and brilliant over the years. I suppose my question is that we are witnessing events that, to me, seem to be foretold in the Bible. And I think all these things, all the things of man are crumbling down because at some level we're being reoriented towards the only solution, which I believe is a spiritual one at first. It'll manifest as economic for sure. And I'm going to get to the economic dimension of this. But I believe that, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but, you know, I believe that we do need to turn back to God. We do need to repent. And you know, whatever we do forwards in terms of reinventing capitalism, reinventing industry, especially in the age of artificial intelligence and everything else that we're seeing technologically, blockchain and so on. What do you think about that? What do you think about the spiritual dimension of what it is we're fighting? Because it seems to me almost obviously we are facing a demonic, like a demonic force globally. And so the only way to fight against it is to embody to embody God and to work in those dimensions. So, yeah, would love to hear your thoughts.
What's that thing that's in all of the American currencies? What does it say in the back? In God we trust.
Yeah.
What God are they talking about? I agree with you 100% on the spirituality. People ask me, what can I do? And I say, get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I agree with you 1,000% that it's a demonic mentality that's in charge. Because who would keep talking about killing and war? Where are the billionaires putting any money for peace? And I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. And I'm not talking about in a religious sense. World War II is not ancient history. Nagasaki, Hiroshima. I mean, what's going on in people's minds? And there's another guy talking before the Russian guy. You know, we said in the Trends Journal, there's no way in the world that Ukraine is going to beat Russia. This is ridiculous, sending the money. We need peace. Why do we say that? Once upon a time, there was a guy by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte. Left Poland with 420,000 troops to attack Moscow. Famous chart. Comes back with 10,000. Then there's World War II, Operation Barbarossa by Hitler. Killed some 25 million Russians. John F. Kennedy's speech to graduating students at American University, June 1963. He warns the American people that we should not go to war with the Soviet Union. That these people suffered more than anybody in World War II. He said their farms, their factories, their homes, their land was destroyed, the equivalent of Chicago to the East Coast. And if we have a nuclear war, life on Earth, this is Kennedy's words, you can look it up, will be destroyed in 24 hours. That's 1963. Who are the first people to beat the Germans? The Russians. They're the ones that beat Germany first. What in anybody's minds makes you think that Ukraine is going to defeat Russia in a war? We need peace. And again, I write the facts. So let me put the facts in here. People have no, what's Donbass? Oh, you mean they killed 15,000 people in the Donbass region, the Russian people? And again, it was an illegal government overthrown by the, they'd say, no, that's not our government. We voted for Yanukovych. It's not my business. I'm an American. Read George Washington's farewell address. He tells the American people, do not love a nation, do not hate a nation. If you do to either one, you become a slave to them. And don't get involved in any of these foreign affairs. They've been basically going on for thousands of years. We are Americans. Our interests are America. Again, what's your favorite war? The Peloponnesian War? No, I like the War of Roses. It was lovely. Oh, the Hundred Year War? I mean, this crap's been going on forever. We need peace. I agree with you. We need a higher spirit of life. Life on Earth. Hey, how about this one? They may never have me back on again for saying this. How about a declaration of independence? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness? Why? How dare you talk about happiness? Not allowed anymore.
Well, remember, happiness was really private property. So were they inserted instead of private property? Happiness, because we need private property rights, right? And there is no private property anymore. If you buy a house, you pay it off, you pay off your mortgage, what do you have to pay? Property tax, or else your house gets confiscated by the state.
Yep. There's an article that just came out about the amount of taxes people pay in each state. It just came out on what just, it was like, it's like if you live in what is it? Not Massachusetts.
New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey. Yeah. It was like something like almost $1 million in your lifetime.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah.
I know, it's insanity. And again, they made up this damn thing with federal income tax. I mean, it would be paying around 40%. It's a crime syndicate. That's what I was saying. Oh, by the way, I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. I used to run political campaigns in Westchester County. I got a photograph of me picking up Ronald Reagan at the Chicago Hilton. I was the number two guy running a major trade association, putting on a brunch with him and 16 of our board of directors 2 days before he's announcing he's running against Gerald Ford. I was 30 years old. I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. I've been on the other side. I was chief government affairs specialist for the chemical industry. I was killing environmental legislation in the 1970s. All I wanted to do was make money. At 28, I was staying at the Willard Hotel, putting my means to hand. So I started to grow up around 32, 33. I've been on the other side. It's disgusting. Mm. The people in politics are the people I hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president, the head of the student council. And everybody in the government, all they do is they suck their way up to the top. Gutless little boys and girls. And the bureaucrats are the worst. Mm. These are clown boys and girls that can't get a job in the real world, suck into the political system, and they become the most arrogant. That's what our country's become. I want to bring back the spirit of America. That's what we need, a renaissance. We need to bring back what our grandparents and parents, whoever they came from this country, because it was truly the land of opportunity. And that to me is the only, and I agree with the gentleman, spirituality. Get to the high. Again, everybody pulls their, can I pull crap in my life? And again, I don't want to ever hear this thing like, oh, he beat me up, he sexually abused me 35 years ago. I've never raised my hand to a woman unless she wanted to be spanked. It's a joke. Take it easy.
So let's go back to the economy. although I do agree, the key is spirituality, going back to God, faith, family. You know, get married, have babies. I mean, we need more and more country. We need more and more citizens in this country because the tax base is slumping, and we're going to all have to pay 60, 70 cents on every dollar. That's why people are talking about it. It's crazy. So anyway, let's talk about more economic forecasts. We talked about gold. We talked about Bitcoin. What other opportunities to seize?
There's also real estate. You know, real estate's always, you know, depending on where it is and what's going on, you know, it always has an up note, you know, and I'm lucky. Right over here, not very far, almost hit it with a stone. It's the most historic Four Corners in America. It's the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner.
Wow. That's Kingston, New York, for those of you not familiar with it.
And it was the first capital of New York State. The British burnt it down. It was the third Dutch settlement. And I bought three of them in 2012 when the market was down at the bottom. And I bought them because the seeds of democracy was sown here. Right across the street is the courthouse where the Constitution for Kingston was written. And this has to do with real estate. And but I didn't buy them for that. But I'm saying why I think people should invest in, you know, consider investing. I'm not telling them what to do. When they wrote the Constitution for New York State, this was the first capital before the British burnt it down. Over 70% of America's Constitution came from here.
Wow.
And John Jay, the Supreme Court judge, was a judge over here. I bought these buildings because the seeds of democracy was sown here, and I bought them at the bottom of the Panic of 08. I bought one was vacant for 5 years. Another one I bought in foreclosure. Now they're worth millions because, again, let's go back to COVID. People were leaving the city. They're buying, when you look it up, Bloomberg, out of 181 cities, more people moved up here percentage-wise than anywhere else in the country for a while. So you're going to putting the trends together. I talked about the office building bust. You were talking about women getting punched in the face, how the subways have become a night in Calcutta. You're going to see more and more people moving out. We had said when interest rates went up, no, there's not going to be a decline in housing prices. We were the only ones that I know who was saying that. Everybody else said they were going to crash. We said, no, they're not, because you have a change going on about here. And also they're going to be moving out because they can't afford to live down there. So they're going to be going to more affordable places. So there's going to be areas for good real estate investment. And again, but then there's the crises that happen. And when that happens, yeah, prices are going to go down. But on the long term, to me, real estate is the one of the most solid investments you can make.
So you like real estate, gold, Bitcoin, stocks, because the 1% own it. So that, but that's a very important thing. Maybe you should do a trends journal on that or a show on that. I've heard there's asset price inflation. So much of the game is based upon the electorate feeling good about their 401k and their real estate value. And as long as your real estate's up, your 401k's up, you can tax people 50% and they say, thank you, sir, may I take another, you know. What do you think about that?
Again, now, talking about change, if there was, I don't hear one politician out there saying, this is a lot of crap, we're paying all these taxes to these clowns that are working for government. We got to cut this out immediately. We got to stop this. They had a federal income tax. They made this damn thing up in 1913. Let's stop this. Let's stop this. We're going to cut it back. We're going to cut it back. And let's start taxing the billionaires. Let's bring the 90% tax up to them, rather than the plantation workers of Slavelandia, because that's what we become.
Yeah, property tax. Yeah. No, I think what I got out of this interview more than anything else is we have to go back to being very simple. And the federal income tax, people try to abolish that. It's, you know, I don't know. It's tough. But maybe we focus on banning property taxes.
I agree. I pay $136,000 a year in property taxes.
And where does it go to?
And that doesn't quote the school taxes. And I never had any kids. Why I don't want to pay for this, for these government schools. And here's the other thing. You know, here's another way the society's gone down. They hate me for this one. They started getting women into the workforce when I was a young guy. They started this whole thing about, you know, women's rights, that, you know, you're as smart as the men, you should be in business. Women stopped raising their children. They went to work. I wouldn't be me if my mother, may she rest in peace, didn't raise me. Great Italian, mwah, the food, all the cousins. We love going to Aunt Marie's. I'm eating this great food every day. And now you got a kid, 6 weeks old. You throw him in a daycare center for children that they call a nursing home for children that they call daycare centers. They're eating crap. They got a stranger taking care of them. You're out of your mind as a kid. And you got strangers raising you and feeding you crap. Oh, I wonder why cancer rates are going up so high among children. Can't figure it out. Those ultra processed foods, they're ultra wonderful for you. And so the mother's coming home from work and she's working all day exhausted. Here's some prepared food for you. She's not cooking all day. She's not using fresh ingredients. That's why the country's gone down like this. 42% of Americans are obese. 70% are, when you put the numbers together, are overweight.
Any economic trends that we didn't bring up that you'd want to share with our listeners?
No, I think we covered it all. It's particularly, again, the two big ones. Look at the office building bust and the banks go bust. Really get your data on it. Go to, look it up. And see the dimensions where it's going. Because again, there are entrepreneur opportunities. Like I said, they're moving out of here. They're moving up. They're going different things. And again, going back to what the gentleman said, whatever product you're selling, sell it for the higher spirit, the spirituality, the spirit of the soul. Bring up the warmth, goodness, kindness, and love of the human spirit, rather than all this ugly crap that they keep selling us day after day. And it could change like that. You know, again, going back, I have a photograph of my parents, their wedding, 1932. I got it in one of my books. They made a movie out of this with Zizi Gave Honey Boy. Zizi's the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. That woman, Doris Roberts, who played the mother of on that Everyone Loves Raymond show. Her last starring role was playing my aunt in this movie. And Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into it. You get it on the internet, Zizi and Honey Boy, Z-I-Z-I. I don't know if you can see that picture. That's my parents' wedding, 1934.
Wow.
You look at the way they're dressed. The Buffets, the Gates, the Bezos couldn't come close to these people. My father worked in a fish store. My aunts worked in factories, and uncles were construction workers. The dignity, the style of this country. That's what we have to bring back. And anybody, Google, go to YouTube, go to Soundies, S-O-U-N-D-I-E-S, and then put black music of the 1940s. Soundies, black music of the 1940s. Woof, you see these cats and these chicks, man, dressed cool. Whoa, music, heartwarming, loving. Where is it now? It's one bad rap. And I appreciate being on with you, but I feel very offended that we didn't talk about Taylor Swift.
Okay. Well, what about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. You know, what do I got to hear about this crap for?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the stupidity. Anyway, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate being on. Thank you for what you're doing. And everyone listening to what Josh is doing, because he's not only speaking it, he's living it. And he's bringing the spirit into his children and into society. You and your wife, what you're creating is mwah, good for you. God bless you.
Thank you. And you're doing great work too at Trends Journal. Thank you so much. Folks, everybody follow Gerald Celente on Twitter, on X. I didn't even know. Now it's called X. It's 163,000 followers on X. So make sure you follow him. And Gerald, always great to have you on.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all you do.
The previous presentation by Wealth Quarterback LLC, WQL, was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as the receipt of, or as a substitute for, personalized investment advice from WQL or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and it should not be assumed that the future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. WQL is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the video content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if WQL is engaged or continues to be engaged to provide investment advisory services. A copy of WQL's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.jalinski.org.